our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 12 of the podcast, Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. This is our Christmas episode of the podcast. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Because we won't be able to do it.
That's right. We will be off next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But we will be enjoying the holiday weekend, as I hope that everyone that listens to this podcast will be doing as well.
Yeah.
So this is our Christmas podcast. We have some Christmas themed stuff coming up for you all. We will have our surprise topic. The kid will pull that out of the old Red Solo cup. And hopefully we'll have a nice good talk for the next 20 to 30 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to start this Christmas episode with the countdown.
Ah.
And so how we do that, we put 30 seconds on the clock, and then the kid and I will try to determine as many whatever, whatever the countdown topic is, as many of those as we can in 30 seconds. We alternate. You say one, I say one.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot repeat, obviously. So our countdown topic is Christmas characters.
Oh.
So characters from like Christmas movies.
Okay.
Christmas cartoons.
I see.
Characters that surround Christmas.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
And here, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Go.
Rudolph.
Frosty.
Santa.
Elves.
Dang. Mrs. Claus.
Dasher.
Dancer.
Prancer.
Vixen.
Comet.
Cupid.
Donner.
Blitzen.
I'm going to say Sam the Snowman.
Buddy. Buddy the Elf.
Oh, that's a very good one. Oh, dang it. I think I might be out. And that's the time anyway. There you go. Hey, that was, I think we did pretty good. We got all the reindeers in
there.
Yeah. We got on the reindeer roll. We were in good shape. That was probably the best countdown we've ever had.
Probably.
So there you go. Put 30 seconds on your clock and play that game at home. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to say the little drummer boy.
Oh, that would have been a good one. I wish I would have thought of that. It could have also said...
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. But it didn't come out of my mouth, so it didn't. Thoughts in my head don't count during the countdown.
Nope.
All right, so let's pick out our topic for our good talk. The kid is shaking up the old Red Solo cup there, and he has chosen our topic, and I've got the slip in my hand, and here we go. The topic is bullying.
Oh, gosh.
That's an interesting topic for our Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. It happens all year long.
Right.
And sometimes it does happen during bullying. I would imagine if you are a bully, you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, for sure.
So, buddy, when I say the word bullying, when we pull that topic out, what's the first thing that you think of?
Well, as you know, I've always read these books where it's like Diary of a Wimpy Kid or Big Nate, kids in middle school. And the first thing I think of is, like, stealing your lunch money or something. Picking on you.
Yeah, that's kind of the iconic bullying move.
Give me all your lunch money or you're going to not like it.
Well, you know, that's what is... Speaking of bullies and Christmas, in A Christmas Story, there's Scott Farkas.
Yeah.
The redheaded, you know, the yellow eyes. He's got yellow eyes, I swear. The kid had yellow eyes. He's a bully. And his little buddy, they bully Ralphie and his brother and their friends. And I think they make them say uncle. They might even take their money. Do they take their money in that thing? Their lunch money? Or are they just bullying them?
I think they just bully them.
Until the day that Ralphie has just had enough.
Oh, gosh. And he breaks his glasses.
Yeah. And he confronts him, which it's difficult to confront a bully because that's what they do. They make you live in fear.
Right. And you've had experiences with bullies before. I know this.
Yeah. Yeah. You and I have had this conversation. And yeah, look, when I was a kid, nobody ever beat me up and nobody ever threatened to take my lunch money.
Right.
But I had kids that said things that were what I thought were really hurtful and cruel. And what I found is the best way to overcome that is to try to beat them at their own game. And so for me personally, I started to develop my personality because of bullying. And so what I found was if you make everybody laugh, that it diffuses the bully. And sometimes you even make the bully laugh. And then they don't want to bully you anymore. But, you know, anytime that you say anything hurtful to someone, and here's the thing about that, and you and I have had this talk before, let's have it on the podcast. You never know if something that you're saying to someone is hurtful to them.
Right.
So you always have to fall on the side of kindness. If you're kind, you'll never go wrong. If you're decent, you can never go wrong. But you could say something like, "Oh, nice shirt." And that really hurt that person's feelings. You know, it's just one of those things. And you have probably been on the side of that. Maybe, I don't know, where somebody said something to you and you're like, "Well, that was uncalled for. That wasn't very nice." Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I can remember, but sometimes like this was like in the past. It's not very recent, but sometimes I would do that it would be the way I would talk, I think. And they didn't show it, but sometimes I felt like, oh boy, what if I said that kind of weirdly?
Well, I think there's a difference between that. Obviously, there's a difference between that and somebody mistaking what you said and saying something intentionally to try to be hurtful. I mean, if you say something like, "Ha ha, you know, Joe over there's got a hole in his shirt, what a loser," that's bullying.
Right.
If you say something like, "Hey, I like your shirt," and someone says, "What, are you being sarcastic?" "No, I really like your shirt." You know, I mean, you can't help the way somebody accepts what you say.
Right.
As long as your motives are pure and you know that you're not being a bully. So have any of your friends, have they been bullied at school? Do you know of any bullies at your school? Of anybody that does that type of thing?
Yeah, I know a few people.
Yeah. I would imagine, is my guess, but I would imagine that they don't have a lot of friends.
I'm trying to think here.
Well, usually somebody that bullies, there's a reason that they bully.
Right.
And they either bully because they feel lonely. Do you remember the Bully Goat book that we used to read when you were a little kid?
Oh, yeah.
He's a bully goat. It was because he wanted to play with all of those kids, but he didn't know how. And so he would just make fun of them and, like, knock over their toys and kick sand in their face.
And also the Minosaur.
Right. But the bully goat, it's just because he was awkward himself and didn't know how. And so usually if you try to talk to a bully and try to make friends with them, usually they'll leave you alone.
Usually.
If it gets to a place where they don't, I mean, you know what to do. That you tell...
someone.
Yeah, you tell an adult.
And if that doesn't work, handle it on your own.
Well, I mean, if you have to. I mean, if it really gets that bad. But I would think in this day and age that there's never going to be a time where you have to physically defend yourself. But if you do... I want you to be able to.
Come prepared.
Right. I mean, you never want to do that.
Right.
But you also don't want to be a target. You don't want to just be somebody, a punching bag that other kids think that, oh, well, I can knock this kid over because he won't defend himself.
And he's skinny and...
Right. It's a real bummer. And somebody, this is an old saying, but it's really true. And I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but... somebody told me this a long time ago, and it stuck with me. You will never make yourself taller by standing on someone else.
I have not heard that before, but it sounds very, very true.
Because the reality of it is that really you just show how small you are
mm-hmm.
by trying to demean someone else. So I hope that anyone that's listening to this, if you are having an issue with a bully, I hope that you will tell an adult, and I hope that that person will take that seriously and help you alleviate the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because bullying can really lead to some bad, bad things. It can lead to kids feeling like they need to defend themselves, and then they in turn turn into a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can go home and feel just sad and become depressed and not want to be involved at school and not want to be involved in life. And no one should ever feel that way. No one, especially a kid. A kid is when you're supposed to be having fun.
Right.
No stress. You're not supposed to have a whole lot of stress when you're a kid. So I know that you are to never, ever make anyone feel less than.
Right.
And by setting that example, I hope that you set that example for everyone that is around you. And even if you are in a situation where your friends engage in bullying behavior or making fun of someone else, I hope that you would be the type of person who would step in and say, knock that off. I mean, even if it's your best friend and they're saying, hey, man, come in here. We're all making fun of Joe over here. Join in with us and make fun of Joe. I hope that you will be the type of person to say, nope, I'm not doing it, and you shouldn't be doing it either. So I hope that that's how you will deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Because for one, you know, it's bad. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to make the person feel better if they're having a bad day. Or if they're having a good day, you're just going to ruin it.
Yeah.
And also, aren't you going to get in trouble for that stuff?
Well, you should.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should. And we're all in this together, right?
Right.
We should be lifting each other up instead of putting each other down.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, there's a little talk, hopefully a good talk about bullying. It's not a fun subject,
but
it's something that, number one, I'm glad that so far you haven't experienced that. And number two, I'm glad that you know what to do if you do experience it. And number three, and most importantly, I'm glad that you know that you are never to do that to anyone else. You know, if you have had an encounter with a bully, please send us an email. This is a place that you can talk about that.
Yeah, you can talk to us about it.
Yeah, if you have feelings about it, you would like to get out and you don't feel like you can talk to anyone else, you can send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you about it. Our email is goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com, or you can just go to our website, goodtalkbuddy.com. There's a contact page, and there's a link. You click that link, and it will open up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know what it's time for right now?
Utah, give me two.
Give me two! All right, because this is a weird transition from the bullying topic, but because this is our Christmas edition of the podcast, we have two Gimme Two topics.
Ah, so I don't need my surprise Gimme Two.
That's right. And they are Christmas themed. So our first Gimme Two topic is your top two favorite Christmas gifts that you've ever received.
Ah, all right.
So okay. I have mine written down. Do you have yours?
Yes, but here's the thing. You're 50-something years old, so I don't know if you're
talking... Thanks a lot, man. That's the way to blow up my spot.
You've said it before. Anyways, but I don't know if we're talking about, like, childhood.
Well, that's all like, you have, dude.
Yeah, I know, but for you...
Well, you know these two because I've talked about them.
Oh, yeah.
One of them happened when I was about your age, and another one happened when I was a teenager.
Okay, I can try to figure this out.
All right. So do you want to guess mine first or you want me to guess yours?
You guess mine first.
All right. So I am going to say Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
All right. So I'm one for one. And I'm also going to say your Chromebook.
Yep.
Ah, two for two, man. I got a two for two on a gimme two. All right. So you try to guess mine.
I would say Evel Knievel.
Ding! Yeah, one for one. You got one of them.
Dang. Okay. I'm gonna say like it's something Star Warsy.
Nope. Ah. No, it was the stereo system that I got.
The stereo
system.
I
think I was 13.
I forgot about that.
And I got my own stereo with a record player and a dual cassette.
I forgot about that.
And was able to put that in my room. And man, music meant so much to me back then. That's when you had to buy a stereo. We didn't have like the Alexa. I'm not going to say her name because she'll come to life and start talking in the middle of our podcast.
The Echo Dot from Amazon.
Yeah. Sure. We didn't have that that would just play any song that you wanted on demand. So, right. You know, we had the radio and we had cassettes and we had records.
Record players.
That's right. All right. So pretty good. Give me two. I was two for two. You were one for two. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Let's see how we do on this one. Two favorite Christmas treats.
Oh, boy.
So there are certain kind of cookies, candies, treat type, desserty type things that happen during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that everybody has their favorite Christmas treat.
Exactly.
Here's our favorite two. Do you want to guess mine? You want me to guess first?
You guess mine first.
All right. I'm going to say candy canes.
Yes.
Oh, one for one. And I'm going to say, oh man, this is tough. I'm going to say chocolate chip cookies.
Nope.
Oh,
hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Yeah, well, yeah, I should have known that. All right, so you want to guess mine?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fire away.
Well, I don't know if this is like a Christmas treat for most people, but it's around Christmas time at our house. I'm going to say the chocolate-covered cherries.
Ding!
Aha!
You did. You got the chocolate-covered cherries. There's one more on the list.
Candy canes.
No.
Ah.
Now it's the M&M cookie.
The M&M cookie.
The That's M&M good. Cookie. That went your grandma, my mom, used to make those when I was a kid. And to me, that always signaled, well, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Because there's the M&M cookies in a big old tub of stuff. Awesome. Well, I hope that you guys are able to enjoy your two favorite Christmas treats this time of year. This is a short episode, but you know what? We got Christmas stuff to do.
Yeah.
And everybody else does too.
Yeah.
So we are going to just about wrap things up with our quote of the week. What do you got for him, little buddy?
Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Quote, Bill Gates.
Okay. That's right. So I guess what he's saying is don't rest on your laurels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, it's a little bit like the Thomas Edison thing. It took him 1,000 times to... He didn't make the light bulb 999 times.
Right.
It only took him one time to actually figure it out. But he failed 999 times. He's right. Failure is an excellent teacher.
Mm-hmm. Because you learn from it.
You absolutely do. You should. Let's hope we all do.
Let's hope.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this little Christmas-themed episode. Hope you enjoyed our good talk about bullying. And again, if you have an experience with that and you want to share, we're here for you. We will be a sounding board. We are your podcast buddies.
Yeah.
Anything else from you, pal, before we get out of here?
No, not that I can say.
All right. We have no new episode next week. We're going to take the week off so we can enjoy our Christmas together.
Yeah.
We hope that you all have a wonderful, merry, merry Christmas, and we will see you before the new year. So we'll have one more episode before it turns 2022.
Man.
I know. It's been a crazy year.
Almost there.
That's right. I hope everybody has a wonderful, merry, merry Christmas. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk and have a merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.